Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
I got to be honest. I'm beginning to think that Donald Trump didn't win this election. Trump isn't throwing in the towel because he's been a fighter his whole life. At least that's what it looks like on his brain scans. I just love how the media keeps telling us, okay, this time it's over. Nothing is ever over as long as Donald Trump can make money off it. Even when he dies, his tombstone is just going to have his Venmo info. Also, he's a billionaire and he keeps asking his supporters for like $5. Isn't that just sad? It's like saying for the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can help a desperate old man pretend he's still president.
Of course, the president's time in office is dwindling. Yesterday, we reached an important milestone. All 50 states and the District of Columbia have now certified their presidential election results. And The Late Show is ready to project that Joe Biden has won the 2020 presidential election 5 weeks ago. That is the 10th time that we have projected that on the show. So not only will Joe Biden be the next president of the United States, he also wins a free sub. But surprise, surprise, the current president still refuses to admit that he lost.
I get knocked down, get knocked down again. I keep getting knocked down. I get knocked down, get knocked down again. My pants are getting brown. I get knocked down, get knocked down again. I keep getting knocked down. I get knocked down and knocked down and knocked down.
The road from the White House.
The twin failures of his presidency, his disastrous handling of the pandemic, and his historic loss to Joe Biden collided at once because right in the middle of his dumb, self-promoting, campaign-style vaccine event, the Supreme Court rejected a desperate, last-ditch effort by Republicans to stop Pennsylvania from certifying its electoral votes for Joe Biden. And Fox News, of all the networks, had to break in during live coverage of the Trump vaccine event to report the devastating news.
I want to kick things off. As I mentioned, there's a reason we asked you. In addition to your general expertise and leadership, but it was that the CDC...
All right, we're momentarily interrupting this to pass along some news that will be distressing for the president. The U.S. Supreme Court has just rejected a Republican challenge to Joe Biden's election win in Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court has taken a look at the request on the part of Republicans to challenge that, to re-examine that. It has rejected that. The win stands. Joe Biden now... clearly, the president-elect of the United States. Now, back to the summit.
I mean, it's amazing. I'm surprised Trump didn't look like post-failure Wile E. Coyote when they cut back to him. His favorite network interrupted what was supposed to be a celebration of his greatest accomplishment to report the news that the court that was supposed to help him steal the election, which includes three of his own appointees, had rejected his bid to overturn the results of an election he lost. I'm not sure there's a single moment that captures this farce any better. It's like if halfway through Sesame Street, Big Bird interrupted a song about the alphabet, looked straight into the camera and said, "Breaking news, kid. No one likes you, and you're never gonna learn how to spell." Trump put three judges on the court, and he was very explicit about the fact that he wanted them to jump in and steal the election for him, Bush v. Gore style, and he still lost. When those three saw the actual court filing, it was probably like meeting someone you matched with on Tinder in person. So that picture you posted, that was before the explosion? The right-wing judges on the Supreme Court are Trump superfans. They're desperate to side with him. If you could have given them a case with even a little meat on it, they were ready to hamburger helper it into a full meal, but there was nothing there. They had to admit it. Although, I have to say, probably my favorite part of this latest Trump legal faceplant is that Texas Senator Ted Cruz offered very publicly to present the oral arguments if the court took the case in a sad attempt to curry favor with Trump and his voters.
Senator, let me applaud you, because you have offered to step up. That, to me, is a slam-dunk case the Supreme Court should take. You're now willing to argue that.
I believe the Supreme Court should choose to take the case. I think they should hear the appeal. And as you noted, the legal team reached out and asked if I would be willing to present the oral argument if the court took the case, and I told them I'd be happy to.
Now, I'm betting Ted Cruz knew the Supreme Court wasn't going to take the case, so he had nothing to lose by posturing and offering to participate. It's a shame. I would have loved to have seen knockoff General Zod in front of the Supreme Court arguing that the election results should have been overturned in favor of a candidate who attacked his wife and said his dad killed JFK.
This is a very important message for MAGA Nation, okay? We have been betrayed. This is your favorite president, by the way, and still your president. We have been betrayed so deeply. The Supreme Court has betrayed us, like Judas Priest. Okay, remember when Judas Priest came out and said, Mike, you remember? You were a big fan of Judas Priest, and you were, remember when you heard that news? Well, our great vice president knows the great Judas Priest, and he's down here in the presidential bunker with me. Loyal to the end, Mike. Very loyal. He's loading up his Mountain Dew Civil War iPod with, what did you say? Cher and Britney and Gaga. He loves his music, and he's coming along with us because we can trust him. And we can trust Jenna Ellis, our great lawyer. And we can trust Sidney Powell, who, by the way, is re-arguing the case at a food court right now, okay? Because she's hoping Wendy's or Taco Bell will overrule the Supreme Court. So we still have strong legal moves, and Rudy Giuliani is reloading his head with diarrhea, which will pour out very strongly during the Mountain Dew War. But what I'm telling you is they betrayed us the whole time. The Democrats tried to steal the election. And then math with the counting as they counted the votes. Everybody knows. Nobody ever talks about this. But voting, math is Democrat. When you count, you're adding Democrat things. Because remember when Anthony Yang, remember him? He ran for president, totally failed. But he wore the math hat. He wore math because math is a registered Democrat. So he was showing off that math and numbers were anti-Trump. And now the Supreme Court, the worst of them all. I'm not surprised by the liberals or John Roberts, but Neil Gorsuch, you son of a bitch, more like it. And then Brett Kavanaugh, total rage, no control, total drunk, found enough control to vote against his president. Samuel Alito, total trash. Clarence Thomas is no longer my African-American. And then Amy Coney Barrett, you Catholic psycho. I should have let you get COVID at that nasty announcement.
And then, of course, today, after the Supreme Court rejected this latest dumb lawsuit, Trump tried to pretend he had nothing to do with it. And that actually, a new lawsuit filed by the Texas Attorney General was the real lawsuit that would finally have all the proof he's been promising of massive voter fraud.
This morning, the president tweeted, well, this was not my case.
He says the case that everyone has been waiting for is the state's case with Texas. That's because Texas is now suing other battlegrounds over their results.
He wrote, quote, we will be intervening in the Texas case. This is the big one.
Oh, so this is the big one, not the 50 before it. Well, I guess it's not a surprise Trump thinks he can just keep filing as many lawsuits as he wants, since that's what he's done his whole life. I mean, even before he became president, he was involved in 3,500 lawsuits. So 50 is just a drop in the bucket for him. Incidentally, the lawsuit Trump is mentioning was brought by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a guy who was already under criminal indictment for securities fraud when seven of his aides called on law enforcement to investigate him for bribery and abuse of office in October. Guess he's angling for one of those pardons Trump's doling out to friends and accomplices, the way your boss hands out $5 Starbucks gift cards at the office holiday party. Merry Christmas. Enjoy half a Frappuccino on me. Half wrap. Paxton wants the legislators of four states that went for Biden to just override the will of their own citizens and give their electoral votes to Trump, as he explained on Fox and Friends this morning.
Ken, why is Texas getting involved in this?
Well, these elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters. Our argument is that because these states, like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, did not follow their own state law, and that these orders were by other elected officials to change the law or by other judges, that is unconstitutional. Therefore, that election, right, we can't go back and fix it, but we can say, okay, let's transfer this to the legislature, which used to do this in other states, and let them to decide the outcome of the election.
First of all, I always assume the unspoken part of don't mess with Texas is that Texas would in turn not mess with the rest of us. Second, I'm not sure we should take advice about what the law says from a guy who's already under criminal indictment and whose own aides say he should be investigated for abuse of office. And not just one or two aides, seven of his aides came out publicly and said Paxton broke the law. The most horrifying thing about this whole charade is the idea that the GOP doesn't just want to invalidate the votes of millions of Americans. They want state legislatures to override them. That's why Trump has been cold calling officials in Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. He's been asking them to overturn the results in their states. There's nothing you can say about this other than the fact that it's authoritarian behavior. They're actively trying to light our democracy on fire, We need to state that plainly. The Republican Party and the modern conservative movement are opposed to democracy and want to destroy it. Just because Trump is scream-tweeting at late-night reruns of Sean Hannity instead of rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue on a tank and a bunch of designer scarves doesn't mean this isn't a coup. It's just a bad one because the people attempting it are traffic court lawyers hired off Craigslist who got their law degrees from DeVry or, as we hear at Late Night Call, the Kooky Cuckoo Coo Crew, which, very exciting news, is going to be a new show on Peacock starring Kaley Cuoco, Ice-T, and Coco.
The president has now placed all of his hopes to overturn democracy on the Supreme Court. Specifically, he is joining a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. In his lawsuit, AG Paxton claims that Texas's rights were violated when Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin changed their election laws to allow more mail-in voting. But Texas doesn't get to decide the election rules in other states. He's not just changing the rules of the game, he's changing the game. And it's not just Texas. Yesterday, Paxton was joined by Republican attorneys general in 17 states. I forget. What do you call it when a bunch of states band together to say the other states elected the wrong president? Some sort of grouping or confederation of states. But the swing states getting sued are not worried. Even Texas Senator John Cornyn told CNN's Manu Raju, quote, "I read just the summary of it, and I frankly struggle to understand the legal theory of it." Then let me explain, Senator. The Texas Attorney General is just carrying water for the president. citing the landmark case of Brown v. Nose. Cornyn added, why would a state, even such a great state as Texas, have the say-so on how other states administer their elections?
Until you spend every day and use every moment in front of a microphone to tell all of the supporters of Donald Trump who don't yet accept the truth, and the truth is there was no fraud, Bill Barr has said so, there was no foreign election interference, Chris Krebs has said so, both lifelong committed Republicans, until you start undoing the damage of all the lies and all the disinformation, you're responsible for scenes like this. The Washington Post reported that multiple people were stabbed after thousands gathered for pro-Trump demonstrations. Ruth Hillary, who's 58, a pastor from California, listened while holding up her Stop the Steal sign. She said she will continue to protest as long as the president and vice president believe she should. Quote, if President Trump accepts it and Vice President Pence accepts it, then we will accept it. But right now, this is a godly protest. What are the odds that Ruth Hillary will get a signal from Mike Pence or Donald Trump that they accept the election result?
I think the odds are zero.
Everything means less than zero.
Screw, screw, screw your vote. Ignore COVID-19. I need therapy, 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 therapy. You all are but a dream.
We got 75 million votes. Think of this. The first time we got 63 million. Second time we got 75 million.
The simple horrifying fact is that it's now going to become canon in the right-wing cinematic universe that Trump actually won this election and Biden is an illegitimate president. That's why only 26 congressional Republicans are willing to say on the record that Biden is the president-elect. It's why Republican leaders shot down a simple resolution yesterday saying as much. It's why Republican wingnuts like Newt Gingrich insist that any victory by their Democratic opponents is illegitimate and must be the result of fraud.
The objective fact is, I believe, Trump probably did actually carry Georgia. I believe that the election process is a mess. I really wish the governor would call a special session to clean it up. And the Republicans simply have to turn out more votes than Stacey Abrams can steal.
Fox, I know you're scared because you're losing viewers to Newsmax, but please stop putting this racist nutsack on TV. You think Stacey Abrams is stealing votes? Trump's the one cold calling states trying to get them to overturn the results, like a telemarketer trying to get seniors to fork over their Social Security numbers for a free cruise. At this point, when Trump calls a state lawmaker's iPhone, the number shows up as scam likely. Anyone who thinks this will all just go away after Biden is sworn in should think again. The modern Republican Party is an unhinged authoritarian movement bent on toppling our democracy in the service of powerful interests and their wealthy patrons. Trump didn't create that. He just revealed it and supercharged it, and it will definitely outlast him, which is why we need serious, far-reaching reforms to shore up our institutions. Otherwise, this assault on our democracy could go on for months or years, or, as experts say,
could be infinity.
The Electoral College officially certified that Joseph R. Biden won the 2020 presidential election. Again, he did it. He's still the winner. At this point, Joe Biden has won the election so many times, he's our 46th president through 51st president. This is also big news because this means after six agonizing weeks, the election is finally over. Stick a fork in the president. He's done. Also, keep that fork handy because poking him in the butt might be the only way to get him out of the White House.
The Electoral College officially voted today to make Joe Biden the next president of the United States. But President Trump and the Republican Party are still engaged in a desperate attempt to dismantle our democracy.
Looks like the president has finally run through all the possible ways he can attempt to destroy our democracy. But that doesn't mean his months-long assault hasn't done some damage. I mean, just getting the Rudy stains out of the carpet alone is going to take some elbow grease. I think that's what was running down his face. Now, case in point, the Electoral College vote itself. Today, the Michigan Capitol was closed. Arizona electors met at an undisclosed location, and there was a secret entrance in Wisconsin to keep electors safe. This is crazy. These people aren't politicians. They're not even voters. They're messengers of what the voters said.
Trump has done everything he can to help spread the disease, and when he had the chance to order more vaccine, he passed on it. I doubt he even knows how a vaccine works. I would bet a year's salary that without assistance and out of context, if he saw the word vaccine, he would pronounce it vaccini.
I like my vaccini with clams. That's why I'm not getting it in the first wave. I'm waiting for the clams.
One time he went up to the CDC and held a printout of a coronavirus particle like a hungover college sophomore who forgot to do a science project. Another time he asked scientists and vaccine makers at the White House if they could use a flu vaccine to cure coronavirus.
You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
No.
Probably none. Probably none.
So
for a guy who loves to surround himself with yes men, Trump backs down very easily when you tell him no.
Could you use a flu vaccine for this?
No.
No, yeah, no, I was also a no. Just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. Second question, what about that giant needle they used in Pulp Fiction, you know? The one Vinnie Barbarito put into Uma Thurman? I want you guys to go first, because I think I know the answer.
It really is a cult of personality. Trump spends the majority of his time golfing and tweeting at the TV, and yet his supporters think he's some sort of unsung hero who sacrificed everything for the good of his country. I mean, listen to how unhinged and detached from reality these people are.
I just feel for the president. I see the pain and the frustration. You do everything you're supposed to do. You run the country well. You campaign your heart out while the other guy's in a basement. And then in the end, fraud and shenanigans at the local level, you're robbed.
The only pain and frustration Trump has ever experienced is throwing his back out after shanking a drive on a par four. That's why he's permanently hunched. His bone structure is morphed from spending most of his time at a golf tee. He has what's known as fairway spine. Also, Trump has done everything he's supposed to do. I don't think any human being has done everything they were supposed to do. I mean, I'm not a bat crazy bottle blonde megalomaniac, and I don't do everything I'm supposed to do. I mean, sure, we have a good show tonight, but did I call the guy about the water softener? No. Why? Because secretly, I don't want to. So the vaccine was the first glimmer of hope. Then just a short time after that, the Electoral College met to officially choose Joe Biden as the next president. So now, the Electoral College has made it official, and on top of that, the Trump dead-enders have lost about 60 court cases, including two at the Supreme Court and several involving judges appointed by Trump. And yet, they're still actively engaged in an attempt to subvert our democracy by throwing out the votes of millions of Americans simply because they don't like who won the election.
You were talking about disenfranchising the 10 million Biden voters who supported the president-elect in those four states. Do you feel comfortable throwing out millions of votes of your fellow Americans?
Well, nobody wants any votes thrown out, Chris. If you look at the Texas lawsuit, what it was saying is there are some states that didn't follow the laws that were on their books. The Constitution is very clear that it's state legislatures that set the process for having electors.
With all due respect,
Secretary
sir,
of State changed those rules.
The Supreme Court threw that out. They didn't
well,
even hear it.
The Supreme Court said they weren't going to take the case. They said Texas didn't have standing. They didn't say they were going to address the merits. Look, the Supreme Court, I think a lot of people know, didn't want to be anywhere near this.
Yeah, they didn't want to be anywhere near this. What does that tell you? Even the extreme conservatives, including three Trump appointees, didn't want to be anywhere near this thing because it was too crazy. They were all happy to go with Trump to TP the principal's house, but when he said, now should we go in and kill him? He had to know they were going to back out. And then today, Trump advisor Stephen Miller went on Fox and Friends to insist that just because the Electoral College was voting doesn't mean the effort to steal the election was over.
We have more than enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election result and certify Donald Trump as the winner of the election. If we win these cases in the courts, that we can direct that the ultimate slate of electors be certified. The state legislatures in Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania can do the same. And likewise, Congress has that opportunity as well. There were millions of ballots that were cast in violation of plain state law, federal law, the U.S. Constitution. You have underage voters. You have voters with felony criminal records who are disqualified from voting in their states. You have non-residents. You have non-citizens. You have voters who are deceased.
First of all, none of that is true. Just to be clear, what he's saying there is that Congress and state legislatures should step in and overturn an election in which 7 million more Americans voted for Biden than Trump. You know, the rest of us have had to put up with multiple elections in which a Republican lost the popular vote and became president. Something tells me the Republicans would not have been as compliant had it gone the other way. They probably would have formed a ring around the White House, Red Rover style. These guys want to shred the legal votes of millions of Americans just because they disagree with the outcome. If they succeed now or in the future, that is, by definition, the end of our democracy. And yet Trump just keeps lying and insisting that he must have won.
I'm president of the United States. I just got 75 million votes. I got 75 million, and they say I lost. I didn't lose. The election was rigged.
First of all, he got a little over 74 million. Second, it's terrifying, but also a little hilarious that Trump keeps asking how he could have lost with 74 million votes, ignoring the remedial math answer that his opponent got 81 million votes. I mean, what was he like in school? Now, if one train is traveling at 120 miles per hour,
I'm going to stop you right there. That train wins. I don't even want to hear about another train. Do you know how fast 120 miles per hour is? That's cheetah fast.
Well, Donald, the second train is traveling at 130 miles per hour.
But why are we hearing about this second train now? Because when everyone heard about this first train, fast train, 120 miles per hour, they all started congratulating that train. And then in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, there's a second train. And now the first train is... I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are you done, Donald?
I am done. Did I get another F? Be straight with me.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road.
Thank you. Hashem.
And you're listening to WGXC.
And you're listening to WGXC.
90.7
FM.
Acre, New York.
Acre, New York.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when RHA gets together in the south of France for an improvised reunion. Plus guitar riffs for a new space age from Cosmic Letdown and a stop in Prohibition-era Chicago with Brian Carpenter. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gene Douglas of High Falls, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Where are you going? Dinner. Ah, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald.
Drunk.
Theater. No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald.
Drunk.
Theater. So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites. I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
Screw yourselves, I will go away.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet, yes, haven't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder, need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
whatever you may,
it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinning. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighborly.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that Bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter. And we need a little snappy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
Watching Channel 9, Cheyenne, Wyoming. We interrupt our normal programming for coverage of the presidential address live from the White House.
Hi, kids. I'm Donald Trump, your president, and I'm going to read you a story. It's a very special story about a very special reindeer. Once upon a time, in the forest, there was a little reindeer. All the reindeers agreed he was the best reindeer out of all the reindeers. The next day, a grumpy old sleepy-eyed reindeer came into town and started saying, "You know the reindeer who's awesome? You know what? He's not awesome. But he is awesome." All the reindeers said, "But he's awesome. I think that we should have an election, like a vote, to see who is the best out of all the reindeers."
"Why do we need an election? We don't need an election. Everyone knows I'm the best. The forest has never been better."
But he demanded an election. So they went to the North Pole and asked Santa, and he said,
"Oh, ho, ho. What is it, my reindeers? Santa is a little busy. It is the run-up to Christmas, after all."
Said Santa. The mean, sleepy-eyed reindeer walked up to Santa and said, "I want an election. I want to prove that I'm better than this guy who thinks he's the best. I am the best, and everybody knows I'm the best." And Santa looked up from the toys that he was painting and said,
"What silliness is this? An election? In the run-up to Christmas? Anyway, everybody knows he's the best reindeer."
Said Santa, chuckling. "I want an election." The cool, awesome reindeer said, "Okay, I agree, we'll do it. But only if you can promise that it's not rigged and it's not a fix." And the big day came in the forest, and the election happened. They started cheating. The numbers changed.
300,000 in just Pennsylvania. And that's Dominion. And who owns shares in the company Dominion? And they say he's won. He won the election, and he did not win the election. He didn't win because they cheated. And I fought an honest election. And you know what happened to the little reindeer? He died. And they all cheered his death. It was so sad. Nobody knew what happiness was anymore. And there was no Christmas ever again.
There are so many notable Rudolphs that we know. Maya, that reindeer, and poor Valentino. What do you recall? The most bad Rudy of all.
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny?
Rudolph the leaky lawyer had a very slimy face. And to the law profession, he was, well, a big disgrace. Lots of confused New Yorkers found that they were incorrect. They thought their former mayor had a little self-respect. Then one night 2 years ago, Donald called to say, Rudy, with your Rogaine roots, help me hide my prostitutes. And how he sweat and slobber as he melted on TV. Rudolph the leaky lawyer, you'll go down in infamy. Let's take it nice and easy. Get it?
He says to her, how many fingers have I got up? I know crimes, I can smell them.
He's got, yeah, he is. Rudolph the leaky lawyer had a pair of crazy eyes. And while he spread corona, he was also spreading lies. Oh, how the whole world mocked him, though he kept his dress shirt tucked. He couldn't tell poor Donald, pack it up, cause babe, you're failing to overturn this election. Still each day for months on end, Donald texted, hey, Rudy, with your fart so free, let's go screw democracy. How that dripping doormat bent to Donald's every whim. Rudolph the leaky lawyer, you'll go down in flames with him. You'll go down in flames with him.
You'll go down. You'll go down. You'll go down.
Jingle bells, white padded cells, lock them all away.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
Ugh, honey, that ain't crimes. Maybe when you do what it is.
Melania Trump today unveiled the annual White House Christmas decorations. She wrote, during this special time of year, I'm delighted to share America the Beautiful and pay tribute to the majesty of our great nation together. We celebrate this land we are all proud to call home. Which is odd because, you know, one of the stories that got buried when Trump's tax returns came out were the tapes of Melania saying how much she hates doing Christmas at the White House.
They say I'm complicit. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like a ass. My ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff. That, you know, who gives a f- about Christmas stuff and decoration? But I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but correct. 100%. You have and no then, choice.
And okay, and then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas, and they said, "Oh, what about the children? That they were separated. Give me." Break.
Melania Trump is not enthused about being in charge of Christmas at the White House. In the war on Christmas, she is General Lee. But there's an old Trump family saying that goes, nothing we say is true, so we might as well make some money off it.
Christmas is coming, the sleigh bells are ringing, and the First Lady hates every bit of it. Now you can experience all the angst and fury of a White House Christmas with the new holiday album, Melania Trump's.
Who gives a f- about the Christmas stuff?
All of FLOTUS's least favorite holiday hits on one commemorative disc with classics like F*** the Halls, The 12 Days of All These S*** Who cares that Santa Claus is coming to town? And many more. Whether you're in the mood or not.
I'm working my ass off.
I know.
Christmas stuff.
And you're going to appreciate it, damn it, with timeless carols like, if I hear one more bell on Christmas Day, Feliz Navidad, what child is this? No one asks Obama. And of course, the all-time holiday classic, I Saw Daddy Humping Stormy Claus. This holiday season, it's a merry Christmas to you and yours. And if you don't like it,
give me a break.
Melania Trump's Who Gives a About Christmas Stuff. Available wherever pumpkin spice is sold.
And she may have less than 2 months to go in the White House, but Melania Trump is decking the halls. Today, the First Lady unveiled this year's White House Christmas decorations, and she avoided any controversy with a traditionally festive look.
Just released video from First Lady Melania shows the halls filled with festive decorations. The theme for her final holiday season at the White House is America the Beautiful. Each room has its own color scheme, and the Christmas trees are adorned with crafts made by children from all 50 states.
There are plenty of traditional style decorations of trees with white lights and red ornaments. There's also a village hospital to honor frontline workers amid the pandemic.
Oh, they even have a little ornament hospital. Given how crowded the real hospitals are right now, that one better get ready to start taking tiny patients. But on the real though, I think that's a beautiful tribute to healthcare providers. I mean, it is a little strange that the Christmas decorations acknowledge COVID more than the administration has, but still, it is something. But at the same time, I kind of feel bad for Melania. Yeah, because I think she was right in the first place. No one cares that much about Christmas decorations. And before you say, oh, you do. Yeah, you say that. But you have one tree. She has to decorate the entire White House. If you had to decorate 100 rooms, you'd also end up being like, fuck these Christmas stuff. But now, because she was busted, Melania has to be more Christmas than even Mariah Carey. Are you happy, people, now? It looks like Christmas threw up all over my house. And you can tell this thing got to her because she definitely went more traditional this year with the decorations. I mean, remember 2018? Those Christmas trees that she dyed with goat blood? And 2017, whew, that was even crazier. She just spray painted Santa's Not Real on the walls. That was pretty out there.
I see your trees there. You seem like you went with more traditional decorations this year, ma'am.
Oh, yes. After years of buying spooky decorations from the Halloween store, I finally wanted to express the real Melania. So I took these beautiful, perfectly happy trees, dragged them into the White House, and covered them in glitz so you don't realize they are slowly dying inside.
Well, it does look good, and I'm actually curious about your thoughts on Christmas. Because of that tape that was secretly made of you, it sounds like you don't really care for the season.
Oh, Stephen, that was just locker room talk. Besides, I was just quoting from my favorite Christmas carol. Who gives a f*** about Christmas? Who gives a f*** about Christmas? Who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decorations?
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Huh, I hope their Christmas trees get termites.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas, people loaded with goodwill. Presents, what a thrill! That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to put his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Thanksgiving or Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well, I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas.
Do you like trash? Santa hopes that you do, 'cause he's got something special just for you. It's a holiday alone you'll have to celebrate on your own, 'cause it's the worst, worst Christmas of our lives.
It's Christmas season at the White House, where this weekend they continue to throw packed holiday parties with unmasked guests. Well, I certainly hope to make the most of Christmas, because New Year's is going to be a party in the ICU.
Yes, as my great press secretary, Karen McNamara, said, we're having a Christmas party at the White House, okay? No masks, just great faith. Okay, we'll honor all the reindeer, by the way. Not a vegan Christmas, okay? We're going to eat reindeer and celebrate the great day that Santa and Mrs. Claus gave birth to our great savior, Jason Christ, okay? It's called faith. If you can go out and loot and riot and vote for Democrats, we can celebrate Christmas. Right, Mike? You love, right? You said Santa Claus is coming to town, right? You love that. He loves when Santa's coming. But I wanted to also express a strong thanks for our great staff. Everybody at the party will be getting coal and presents, okay? Presents as a thank you from the Trump store, mostly copies of The Art of the Deal, and coal for blackface. So it's called a great Christmas celebration. I know you don't like it, but too bad. So Christmas at the White House, it's going to be great. My wife, mesothelioma, is decorated very strongly, even though Christmas English is not her strong point. You know, somebody said ho, 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 and she went back on OnlyFans, so she's not too strong in that department, but she did a beautiful job. I know, Mike, you had some critiques about the design, but that's our great vice president. So Merry Christmas to all the Jewish people, Muslim people, Democrats, and Christians. Merry Christmas, and we'll see what happens.
Trump made a grand entrance at the White House Christmas party. Leaked images from the private event showed a large crowd of Trump loyalists enjoying the festive decorations. Guests stood shoulder to shoulder to hear the president speak, many not wearing masks.
More than 100,000 patients are currently hospitalized with COVID-19.
Meanwhile, the administration, to take their minds off the global crisis they've tried to ignore, last night threw two White House Hanukkah parties. Reportedly, the president skipped the first party, but stopped by the second. I'm guessing between the two parties, someone must have told him what latkes are. Sir, they're potatoes, but they're deep fried and...
President's in-person holiday gatherings have drawn criticism as COVID-19 cases climb.
He had another one of his packed, maskless holiday parties at the White House last night. This one for Hanukkah.
I have a little fever, and I can't smell or taste, but I'm off to the White House, no mask upon my face.
Hey.
Dreidel, 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 I won't regret this day, or the fact that I sneezed on the whole latke buffet.
Okay.
I got tested for COVID, they swabbed me yesterday. Oh, I just got my results, I'm positive.
Boy, they, hey.
Dreidel, 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 last game I'll ever play. I hope Trump had no latkes, they're fried though, so.
No way.
A little while back I told you about the State Department's holiday party planned by Secretary of State and Marshmallow Peep in the Microwave, Mike Pompeo. Despite the pandemic, Pompeo invited 900 guests. Well, the big event was yesterday. It turns out everybody had a great time not going because hundreds of invitees skipped Mike Pompeo's party. Don't feel bad, Mr. Secretary. It's not that they don't like you. It's that they think you're a moron for holding a party during a pandemic. That's why they don't like you. The numbers are pretty low. Out of the 900 people invited, about 70 people RSVP'd, and only a few dozen showed up. A few dozen people, let's be generous and say that's 36 people. That's around 4% of the invites. It's never a good sign when your attendance rate is lower than your infection rate. Now, those who braved the contagion to attend were treated to a special appearance by a masked Santa. Wait a second. I recognize that physique. Nice try, Mr. President. I think someone just wanted unlimited cookies and to kiss people's mommies. But Pompeo was there, and he is now in quarantine due to COVID-19 exposure after the holiday party. It's just like when Ebenezer Scrooge learned his lesson after getting a visit from the ghost of Christmas Obvious.
You've watched every show. You've read every book. You're alone on a holiday and you don't know how to cook. There's nothing under the Christmas tree but your own comorbidities, because it's the worst, worst Christmas of our lives.
Santa, it's Laura, you know I adore you, but hold off before you throw those toys in your sack. All I want for Christmas is a man with a plan, back in the White House again. Not to be shady, I wanted a lady, but I'll take a guy who's not a bigoted hack. Everybody's waiting for a man with a plan, back in the White House again. We're so blue with an economy that tanked thanks to old you-know-who. But look, there's Joe riding in on that commuter train, and he's not insane. Oh, Lord, 2020, you sure tried it, honey. We've all had enough, we need our sanity back. Everybody's waiting for a man with a plan to make us feel normal again. This nightmare, now hope is finally right there, cause now Kamala and Joe, we are ready to slay. Everybody's waiting for the duo who can bring back decorum again. No more malarkey, that old oligarchy's headed out of the Oval and we're well on our way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the plan, back in the White House again. Raise your cup, now that Melania Christmas will be best. Oh, damn, 2020, you sure tried it, honey. But now that you're ending, we just might be okay. Everybody's waiting, sick of isolating, waiting for the man with the plan. You better get out, Don.
Thanks for the
songs from Angela, Lansbury, Randy, Rainbow, Oscar, the Grouch,
Amos,
Ruffin, Laura, Bernanti, Golden, Earring,
and thanks to
Rod, Serling, Rudy, Giuliani, Cartman, Richard, Nixon,
the Show,
Peter, Serafinovich,
Jimmy,
Kimmel,
Melania,
Drumpf, Trevor, Noah, Laura, Bernanti, JL, Corvin.